everyone. Welcome forth the long night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Stop.
Greetings.
All right. Cool. You got a first three?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good beer.
It's the variety.
Different than the others before.
It's the variety.
I know, right? It's variety. It's the spice of life,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, it's the can.
It is the can. It,
yeah.
Yeah, it's the Farm Rescue can. So.
Yes. Hell yeah, man.
Farm Rescue. That's what it says on the can.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I picked up the 30-pack of this, and it was a normal Busch Light box. But then I looked in there, I'm like, what the fuck is in there? Yeah.
Corn on
still,
the can.
Still Busch Light, but it just, yeah, corn.
Special corn edition.
At least it, yeah. They got apple and peach.
It's going to start. Yeah. Well,
have
it's
you
a
guys
special
done
corn
the
edition. It's going to start beatboxing and playing
haven't
bagpipes.
Done the peach.
Nice.
Have cool. Not done the peach.
The corn edition. It'll play the bagpipes and.
And beatbox.
Yeah.
In the middle of a metal song. Corn edition.
Corn.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, it's
this guy's never ready.
Hold on.
He's popular.
Ready. I know. Popular guy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Fucking.
it's not for the faint of heart.
What are we talking about?
Your Royals.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Roger's gonna completely ran on our parade and just go. Well, it is August.
Told you. Hey, how's my bet
no.
Going along?
No.
Did we make another bet?
Yeah, you guys did. Yeah, you fucked that up.
I always lose to Roger.
You beat me last year on technicality bullshit.
Still won.
Still won.
Technicality, it wasn't 10.
Yeah.
I know, but they
that's
lost.
That's as technical as you can get.
Okay, I got... He
does have a
point. He's got a point, though. Mathematically speaking, you look at how many games the Royals lost last year. How do you lose that many games and never lose 10 in a row? And it was always 9.
How do you go 5 in like
that's
42 and not win and not lose 10 in a row?
When you win 1 out of every 10?
That's it just
several times.
Yeah. It just kept happening too.
Yeah.
That's the problem of the technicality.
That's not a technicality. That's just
My technicalities ran out this year.
Well, you're lucky.
I played them all last year.
What was bad was with your bet, your second bet, is he even gave you like a 7-game lead head start on it. It was like
yes.
All you had to do is win 3 more.
Because Royals.
I know. You didn't
and
have
they
to
lost
win.
The next day, didn't
yeah.
they?
Yeah, pretty much.
You didn't have to win 10 in a row.
Yeah.
No, it was
yeah.
like...
It was
3.
Then they couldn't do it.
They couldn't, yeah.
No, they lost the next day.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Why would they not?
Because you.
Yeah, because last year
don't
they were
don't say
like,
because Royals, it's because Matt.
Last year they were like, nah, we had your back last year, Matt, but fuck you.
This year, not so
not,
much.
Not this year.
Well, it was kind of like the other day. I was going to punch one of you motherfuckers in the face today. If I received one text during that Brady Singer.
I think we were all on the same page. No texting.
No, I saw it and checked and was like, all right, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not do anything different.
If you weren't watching or listening, you can't start.
Nope.
Yep.
You can only follow
yep.
it on your phone. If you got an alert, that's what happened with me was Brady Singer takes no hitter into the 5th inning. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I left it alone.
Oh, yeah.
We're all on the same page there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I wasn't gonna. Hey, and
oh, so Brady Singer had a no hitter.
No,
close though.
Seven and a third.
That's he's been pitching pretty decent of late once the pressure's off.
Yeah, hence Roger's theory.
And Bobby Witt's playing like a MVP candidate now that the pressure's off. I need to see some of this shit in April and May.
That's the catch.
Well,
April and May. April through July.
Well, I was just like, at least start.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we'll preface this for a future podcast because I don't want to do it now. But what I would like for you guys to do at the end of the season is tell me who you're going to kick off this team and who you're going to keep.
Oh, yeah. We'll
and so just keep that in mind for when the season ends.
It's going to be a very interesting exercise.
That'll be a better exercise at that point.
Because there's a few that I'm kind of like,
okay. When he told me his idea, I wish we'd have done it in June. And seeing what it looked like.
We did do it in June. It was very quick.
It was, yeah, but I wish we had done
everybody
the...
Everybody
yeah.
Get the fuck off here.
Yeah.
I'm not just kidding. And we did do it.
Because they all sucked, too.
And I think it'll be very different.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
Like,
because
I think
of...
we all maybe might have agreed upon, like, Fermin, who has only been the one main consistent guy.
Yeah.
Like, we'll keep him, but fuck it. If we get something good for him, we'll trade him, too. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Not stuck on that one.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, it would definitely be a different conversation now.
Mm-hmm.
But
so yeah,
yeah, because it's August.
You heard my statements.
But that's also
I'm with you on
that
theory.
That's also good though too.
Well,
because it's usually just September.
Yes,
ooh,
I will.
They blossomed a month early.
Well, yeah. Smack my ass and call me Susan.
And
but, yeah,
you look
really
at last night's game; they
well,
lost.
We'll see what happens in
but
September
it was a fun
now,
game.
It doesn't, but it is hard for me as a Royals fan to criticize it when I go back to 2012. And I got to be honest with you guys; I wasn't that optimistic in 2012. And going forward,
second half of 2012, they
were
fantastic.
That was a strange year because we started bringing up the youngsters, you know, Moustakas and the Hosmers and all this, and I'm like, whatever, we still suck. But the fans just came out in droves for that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, where is all this excitement coming from? I don't get it. And the excitement is not there this year because they just buried themselves too.
It was so bad.
Deep.
Yes.
And now that we do have the Chiefs, I mean, there's more people that show up to training camp than there are a Royals game now. So,
yep.
But in 2012, the Chiefs were good. But
They weren't Super Bowl contenders.
This, yeah. And I think that might have...
Maybe
a little to do with it because I don't understand why we're not seeing the excitement that we did in 2012 with what we're seeing now.
We were coming off of being named one of the top farm systems, too. We're definitely not. There's not nearly as much buzz.
We were. They're all here now.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and...
Well, and then,
but I think that's part of it, though, is that... There's no new excitement, though. Like, 2012, you still had some players down in the minors that were getting brought up for some excitement. Well, now everyone sees they're all here, and they're not good.
Yeah.
And
this month they're good, but, you know, outside of this month, they've been awful.
And
it's like, well,
and it's also
why would I go
been,
watch a bunch of young guys that are terrible?
And this sucks for the guys that are actually on the field playing, but then... The elephant in the room is the stadium thing has made everybody mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That hasn't helped either.
And then the farm system, I think part of it has made people mad because that kind of gets dragged into the stadium thing where people are like, you want more money from us for this stadium. Mm-hmm. This team is trash. The farm system is trash. It did not lend itself to be, short of them playing winning baseball, it was going to be very difficult for anyone, for the city as a whole, I think, to get excited about this. But to their credit, the guys haven't quit playing. And
sure.
Since the trade deadline, they do seem to be playing with a little bit more energy. They seem to be a little bit more focused. You know, there's not as many of the dumb. Like, you know, they blew the game last night, but it was a dude that I had only seen pitch one other time that blew the game last night.
Nah, he wasn't the one that blew the game.
Well,
I mean, he
did,
but there were still some stupid, boneheaded, little league,
which they're
things that Blanco
getting thrown out at third. Yeah, that was bad.
The bottom of the ninth. That's not good.
Yeah, when you just tied the game up.
Yeah,
that's bad.
And
that's bad.
And which out was that?
Third.
Yeah, this is the last one.
They were lucky that Bobby Witt Jr.
was not
Salvador Perez. No. If it had been Salvador Perez running home, the game was over.
Yeah.
Because he would not have made it to home plate.
Bad.
It was bad. Yeah. Bobby Witt
hit a grand slam last night.
He did, but he still makes some fielding decisions that are real head scratchers.
Yeah, but funny, all the metrics are saying he's the top shortstop right now.
His athleticism is helping him through some of his boneheaded decisions. To be honest with you.
Well, and last year he was one of the worst.
He's like, God, I don't want to compare him to Patrick Mahomes. But,
no, you know he is.
But, well, I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes does things on the field where you're like, don't do that. Oh, thank God he did that. That was awesome.
More of an apples to apples. He's Gerard Dyson at shortstop. Gerard Dyson made a lot of plays in center field look amazing because he misjudged a ball. And because he was so goddamn fast, he could still go get it. And Alex Gordon would make them look like they were so nonchalant, and he'd yawn as he caught it. I think Bobby Witt Jr. gets to do a little bit of that because he's so damn athletic.
No, I'm talking about from a throwing, where he's throwing the ball. Him fielding the ball has never been an issue for me. It's his decision-making on where he's throwing it. Because there's times it's like, why are you throwing it to the... He had an easy out last night at second base, and he threw one like a half court shot to first. Like, what the fuck was that? As he was falling down, like the guy at second, you could have gotten out. And so yeah, he's still. But those are things that he can develop out of. Those aren't things that he has stuck with.
Right. And he's already, what I am encouraged about, and we keep saying the August thing, but with Witt, it feels like he's putting in the work to make these improvements. He is putting in the effort. And that hopefully will translate to longer term success, you hope. But he's at least putting in the effort, which is unlike some people we haven't seen who would get hurt at this time of year.
Oh. Well, funny you should mention him. So, your friend in Boston, a reporter tweeted out earlier today that optimistic Red Sox fans, Alberto Mondesi is working out and could be seen in a Red Sox uniform this year. And then literally a couple hours later had to tweet, the Red Sox have shut down Alberto Mondesi for the rest of the year because he's not doing well since he ramped up his workout conceivably this morning. So, yeah.
Sounds right.
So he's not even going to ever play for Boston probably.
And the Royals got something out of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that Scott and I were talking about this before you guys got here, the other thing the Royals did not do is, while we did languish with him painfully waiting for him to turn around, they never extended him.
Which is good.
So, at least he's not doing this in Boston and
getting a check from
and
us.
Getting a check $77 million.
Yeah. $25 million a year from us.
I was going to say, they did extend him. You're talking about before he left.
Yeah, they were going to. There was the talk of them doing it again, and it thankfully didn't happen.
Yeah, and
he doesn't deserve any contract.
That's pretty much established now.
And to maybe extinguish your fire from that a little bit, Roger. Where it's like trading, you know, from like day one, you were saying that. Yes, you were probably right. But in retrospect, did that non-trade really cost us anything?
Not this team.
Were we going to win a World Series by trading him and getting two prospects? The way the rest of this team was, the answer is no.
Yeah, but...
Even if we got Mike Trout and Ohtani for him, we weren't winning a World Series.
I realize that. With an early trade. But my problem is that That's just one decision. What about the rest
of them? Oh, well, and there, you're not
no,
wrong. You're not wrong there.
Yeah.
That's my problem is, okay, that one decision, but the problem is you made a litany of decisions.
You did.
Made this team what it is today.
No, you're 1,000% right about that. There's no question about that. Yes.
But, and that's the thing that I don't like about it. If they would have just moved on from him a while ago and then made some better decisions in some other places, it probably would be it would be okay.
Really
be
what like, it okay, boils whatever. Down to is the...
Or didn't trade him, but made
the
good decisions in
the
other
good
places.
Decisions that the Royals have made are the ones that look like outliers.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they've made that have been good decisions, you can generally come up with 2 to 3 bad ones.
Yeah.
Matt, you and I were wrong about Mondesi in more ways than one.
Sure.
But even if he was the greatest baseball player of our generation, again, what was he going
to... It wouldn't have mattered.
What was he going to get us? Mm-hmm. You know, it was just one guy at that... Now you're talking about. Because the rest of the team around him wasn't that good.
No, no.
To, you know, it's going back to like Shohei Ohtani.
Oh. Yeah, and like what I told you, if you're not going to win with the guy, why have
him? Right, exactly.
It's funny you mentioned.
And that's...
That kind of runs into Odyssey a little bit.
So they were, that's what I'm saying. Even if he was the greatest, you're still trading.
Yeah, because you're not...
Because you're not doing anything with him. And if, you know, and then if he sucks and you still want to keep him, well, you're still not helping.
It's funny you...
You're
Angels,
not helping yourself even more.
No,
I mean,
exactly.
If you go somewhere else and become some phenom, that changes, maybe. But you saw the writing on the wall where it was like, he's probably not going to be that guy.
And
he can probably be a role guy, especially like around, what, probably a 19 season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, okay, this guy is... He's just a role guy and that's it. Mondesi.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to change the game. He's not going to, you know... All of a sudden, turn some team into a super team. So you probably should have got rid of him then. I realized
nice job, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
I know it's tough because he's hurt then too.
And
so
proof,
it's kind of like
proof that, like, I know we pile on Dayton Moore and we've done with other people, but fucking Angels, they've sucked since the trade deadline.
Can you imagine? Know?
They had a brief little window after the trade deadline
then,
where it's like. Okay,
maybe
they made the right decision, and then
And it's like
didn't think they've won a game since the trade deadline.
Huh? And I don't know where they're at. It's not good.
They were talking about it last night that they had a little sputter of goodness, and then
I like that.
And then it went
a sputter of goodness.
Don't we all just crave to at least have a sputter of goodness?
After the trade deadline, they went on a 7-game losing streak.
Maybe it was before the trade deadline then.
I think it... they went like 6-2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that... Before the trade deadline would make you go...
Yeah, because after the trade deadline...
And then after the trade deadline, you...
Since the trade deadline,
too late, sucker.
They've only won 3 games.
Yeah,
they've only won 3 games in August.
Wow!
So that's your punishment.
They are 3-7 over their last 10.
That's not good. That's bad,
Roger. Instead of spending that $1 million that we gave you, we are now taking it from you.
Yeah.
That's bad, MK.
Yeah, they're 8 games out of the wild card.
Yeah,
oh, it's over for them.
Yeah, you're not,
because we were talking about this on one of our podcasts before the trade deadlines. Like, they have they're in that really bad spot.
Yeah, they needed to be us or
You want to be so goddamn bad that it's just
a no brainer.
Yeah, it's a no brainer. Or
yeah,
you
like
want to be
over 10 games,
so over the top good that it's like. It's still a no-brainer. It's like, no, we're not getting rid of him.
Yeah.
But when you were like, they were like 2, 3, or 4 games below the wild card spot.
It was like 4 or 5.
Which is still hopeful.
Yeah.
But it's
not great.
It's not great.
No.
Yeah.
Like, ah.
And now it's
oh, it's the party's over.
Yeah, you're not making no, the playoffs.
And especially the teams that are ahead of them. You,
no. Oh, yeah, it's...
That, yeah, you're done.
Well, they have to get out of the... They'd have to surpass everybody in the West. Or, I mean, I'm sorry, in the
East. In the
East.
Mm-hmm. You'd be better off trying to win the West.
Outright.
Yeah, than trying
well,
for a wild card.
Now they have a losing record, so it's like... Yeah. You... Now you've gone backwards because you were kind of winning or 500, but now you've because they're 3 games under 500 now. And so that's not making the playoffs.
No, and I'm not gonna. We talked about it. It's hard to criticize their owner and their general manager because you don't know what to do with Ohtani. But irregardless, I hate that word, but I'm gonna use it. It's not gonna work out. So now you got to take your. See what you're going to do in the offseason, whether you can re-sign him or not.
Should have traded him.
Ah.
Well, I mean...
I get it. I don't know what the answer is, but...
The only thing is I'd be really nervous that you'll never get enough.
That and that was the general consensus was...
But on the other hand, doesn't matter because you're...
You're not winning anything.
So, you might as well take what you can get or...
That's another one of those franchises. You know, we talked about it when the Royals swept the Mets, that it was kind of better to be a Royals fan right now than a Mets fan because they had all those expectations. We didn't.
True.
And they suck. That franchise for the Angels is the same way. They don't win
well,
dick.
Well, a team like the Mets, you wouldn't worry about them trading or not trading Ohtani because there's probably a good – they're going to try to re-sign him.
Yeah, because they got money.
If they have.
Sure, absolutely.
The Mets had him.
Well, I was
it's
say
like you don't care about trading him at that point because it's like we're going to re-sign him.
Yeah,
even if we have a losing record. But the Angels, I don't know if they are or not.
The problem with the
they
Angels,
are a team that could.
The Mets at least made the World Series in my lifetime.
Yeah,
Angels haven't really done
one anything. They won one.
Oh, four.
It was 2 somewhere. It was
4.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's the one and only.
Shit, that was when Socia was their fucking manager.
Yeah. It's been. Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
2002.
2.
That they went to the World Series?
And they won the World Series.
Won the World Series.
Yeah. Had you stopped shitting your pants by then, Roger, or were you still in diapers?
I was out of diapers by then,
okay.
But right. I definitely wasn't old enough to care about baseball.
You stopped
or
shitting
really,
your pants?
Well, he might have. I haven't, yeah. Shit away.
Some people get through it.
That's what happens when you have too many Busch Lights.
It's good for the digestive system.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you regular.
So what did you think of the stadium talk?
Like,
I didn't
hear well, Manfred's here. He's going to fix everything for us.
I'm all on board now.
Are you?
Convinced you, huh?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
That one speech just...
That it just it
ballpark will be
away.
Good for the city.
I had to
Thanks,
wipe my
Rob.
Tears away before you guys showed up so you wouldn't laugh at me.
Very emotional.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
Because it worked out so well in Milwaukee with Major League Baseball's help.
Do you guys, have you heard any scuttlebutt about that? I know Matt has, but...
I have not.
Milwaukee?
Basically, they're threatening Milwaukee to...
Oh, the Milwaukee?
Brewers?
To move? They have actually publicly said...
To fix their stadium
or we'll
get the fuck out.
Publicly. So they pan themselves into a corner.
So that's going to be, you know, that's going to happen here.
It
That's going to be said. Get a new.
Well, here, this is what I have heard. I don't know if it's right or not, but according to some articles, Manfred has looked at Milwaukee Stadium and said that renovations have got to happen. Now, does that mean that the thing is about ready to collapse?
I don't take
that,
it that way
it's
because
that kind of
when you say renovation,
kind of renovation,
not repair,
or,
I don't like it if you say renovations.
Right, but I've never heard anybody say you've got to do this.
I think he would have said repairs if he meant repairs.
I see where you're coming from.
I get where you're coming from, but there, to me, and this is just my interpretation of the word, if you're saying it's a repair issue and it's a safety issue and it's a structural integrity issue, you say repairs. Renovations are add-ons.
If there are safety concerns with the stadium,
that's not a renovation.
They're not playing in the stadium.
Right.
Right now.
And
they have banned all play in that stadium.
And they're leading the Central. So they've not been kicked out by the county health department because people are in danger there.
Right.
So he's a shitty leader. He has been since he took over.
Manfred.
Yeah. Not that there was any better before him, but
it's not good
for us here that this was the last place that he stepped in and ran his mouth about, and now he's here.
Praising us, though.
I don't give a shit. I don't trust him.
No, I don't either. I'm not backing him, but he hasn't gone to that or else yet.
The one thing...
Here's the other part that is... suspicious. Milwaukee is the smallest TV market in baseball.
Yeah.
I'll leave you guys thinking with that.
The other difference, and Milwaukee's owned by a family in New York.
Mm-hmm.
The multiple of people who own the Royals are all local. So I don't know if from a philosophical.
And we're also not the smallest.
Correct. So
market where it's like, I feel like they want Milwaukee out.
And I hate that.
I do too.
Because I've always had an affinity.
And I feel like they found some kind of loophole
to get them out of there.
Like if you don't pass a city tax, because it's going to cost
$500 million.
And they have to pass this tax.
And they've said they want the county to pay for it. A partnership.
And you thought college football was bad.
It all sucks except for the NFL right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you've made that point. You've made that point rightfully every time we've talked about this.
What's that?
When it's a stadium issue with the NFL, the cities and the team both know the league's going to pitch in.
Yeah.
The league itself takes a vested interest in the success.
They're gonna
help this. They don't like this.
Now how much they give is
at least they're gonna.
Yeah,
they're gonna
it's usually anywhere between a couple hundred million to 500
has been. And what's interesting is what the Hunts and Donovan have said about what their plans are if the Royals leave. It's like, we're not tearing down Arrowhead. Are you kidding me?
No, they want to renovate it.
They want to renovate it. I'm like...
Yeah.
And that goes back to the word choice. When the Chiefs talk about Arrowhead, they don't say repair, they say renovate, because the stadium's fine.
They just want to update.
They called Milwaukee. It needs renovations, which means it's fucking amenities, which means it's not necessary.
Not too long ago, I did a 5K run through Arrowhead. It's still pretty nice. Now, there's certain areas that aren't very nice.
Yeah.
But a little renovation would probably make it very nice.
Well, yeah, because probably went through some of the same parts when I went to that barbecue thing there.
Yeah.
There's stuff that could be improved upon, but overall, the stadium's
one of the things about Arrowhead that makes it more deserving of sticking around is apparently that design.
You can't do it again.
You can't do it again.
Will not be as loud.
Yeah,
it's grandfathered in.
It's grandfathered in, and it's, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's against regulations.
Codes and stuff
like that to build the stadium in the way that it is.
New stadiums are wider. And a lot of that has to do to accommodate ramps.
Yeah.
Oh, ADA
and all that. And the spirals that are on the outside of those, you can't do those anymore. And part of the reason why Arrowhead is so loud is the way the stadium is shaped.
So and Arrowhead right, almost, in a sense, is a little bit of like Wrigley. Or
Lambeau.
Or,
yeah.
Yeah, Lambeau would be a better...
Yeah.
But a historical landmark as opposed to... It's just another stadium.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's becoming that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and now throughout the NFL, compared to the Royal Stadium, Royal Stadium is just a really nice stadium for a lot of years.
Yes,
it's a good.
But now Arrowhead is starting to become have that facade.
Yeah.
Of like Allen Fieldhouse
it's a,
and
it's,
Lawrence.
It's got
everywhere.
Mystique all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because like Allen Field,
yeah.
Allen Fieldhouse has never be turned.
Remember when Soldier Field had Mystique?
The fog. Yeah.
Yeah. The fog remember? Will never be torn down.
Soldier Field had Mystique, and they've lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the Chiefs Arrowhead never really had any Mystique
until the Ivy.
And now it does.
Yeah.
You know.
And so, now they don't want to let it go.
No. No.
Because
wisely.
Well, and a lot of it, they do draw in a lot of fans out of town to come see it and stuff.
Sure.
And that's how you fill up the stadium.
Yeah. And I think Kauffman still does a fair job of that, too.
Yes.
Of getting outside fans to...
Well, I agree.
When I went to
definitely not to the point of where Arrowhead is.
No, but you're right. But the problem with Kauffman is that around the MLB, it's not known as... a mystique of a stadium where Arrowhead is starting to get that.
Right. Well, and it's success.
From the fans.
To get mystique,
perception.
There has to be success.
That's true.
And right. I ain't got it.
And no. And when I went to the Lorenzo Cain game, sat next to three guys that were doing a road trip, and they had started in Milwaukee, went to Chicago, and then came to Kansas City, and that was the last night of their road trip,
nice.
And then they went back. I was like, that was a pretty good little road trip.
Yeah.
And went to games. They were like, this stadium is freaking awesome. They loved it, thought it was great, and if we had success, I think we would.
What kind
of
sucks is this
that,
is kind of a this is kind of a larger baseball issue. Those are baseball fans.
Yes.
If you're road tripping like we did when we did ours, you like baseball. Problem Major League Baseball has is that the average person, you guys described this with your trip to Toronto, they go for reasons other than to watch the game. If you just want to go watch a baseball game, I'd put Kauffman up against any stadium.
Oh yeah,
because the actual sitting there and watching the game is incredible.
Oh, it's the way it's laid out. Yes,
the scenery, the stadium.
Unless you're from St. Louis.
Well, fuck them.
Right? I went to the game Friday.
Yeah, they were hating,
and they were just being obnoxious. I was walking into the stadium.
Is there a record that much?
There were, well, they were being obnoxious because they didn't have anything else to talk about.
Yeah, because it's not going
to. And we skunk rolled Wainwright that night.
It's like the, you know, the 5-year old. Oh, yeah, well, my dad could beat up your dad.
What?
It was like, oh, yeah, well, I think our stadium is probably better than your stadium. Because, I mean, there was a group of St. Louis fans, and they were talking over loud.
Did you tell them?
Oh, this, well, I don't see what the big deal about this stadium is. It just doesn't look that good out here.
I would have came out of left field. Oh, yeah, well, our pizza's better or something stupid.
It ain't even pizza. It's fucking crackers with cheese on it.
St. Louis style pizza is the absolute worst.
And it's not even cheese.
Yeah.
By definition, it's a cheese product. It's not even cheese.
And so then I go to the game, and it was that game where we started off 9-0.
Oh, and almost lost it.
Yeah. And so the Cardinals scored like one run. You would have thought they scored 20 off of that one.
Sounds like typical.
They went way over the top with it. Like, yeah! We're like, you guys are idiots. And then it was like 9-6, and I'm like, oh, fuck. But yeah, they were just being fucking obnoxious.
People from St. Louis obnoxious? Yeah. Never.
Did you tell them White Castle was made out of leather?
No, but I should have probably told them it was from Columbus.
Is that Columbus, Ohio?
Ohio.
Why you gotta go there? Everything was going so nice. Everybody was getting along. And then you had to go there.
Just had to go there.
Had to go there. Literally, like geographically, yeah. There.
I'm still trying to find Columbus, Missouri, so.
It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
It's just south of Columbus.
But they're playing in Kentucky this year.
Oh, there
so.
You go. There you go.
They're not,
now all
they're not
out.
Coming to Columbus.
Now it's going to say they're playing Paducah or something. Something weird.
Yeah.
She's at least in the right state.
That's true. It's close enough. A lot
closer than Columbus.
It's closer than what they came up with.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You're a little too proud of yourself with that one. Still, I could a year really. Later.
So, Tom, are you ready to fucking get off of Brady Singer's ass and at least acknowledge that he is...
He did this last year, too, when it didn't matter.
Just point to the calendar.
It's all Roger
that's,
does.
That's, I mean, I'm going to need to see this in April, May, June for me to be really convinced. I'm encouraged, but he did this shit last year. He was good in the fall last year, too.
I was hoping Brady Singer was going to be on his calendar for September.
That would totally
miss boobage. I was hoping it was going to be Singer.
Which isn't much better, either.
Yeah. Boy, Singer's pitching.
Yeah.
Boobich is no.
Well, and then I have a. Matt, you and I bitched about this the other night. About the treatment of the bullpen right now.
Oh, it's fucking weird.
You want to go there?
Yeah. Scott and I were talking. I understand that they're trying to figure out who's going to play what.
Well, let's first start by saying this. They have no bullpen.
They don't have one. But the one guy they have that might be a closer is Hernandez.
And he has sucked since we traded Barlow.
But they keep bouncing him around what he's doing in the bullpen. He's got the best stuff of anybody in the bullpen.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. He's not pitched well since they traded Barlow. However, he's the best arm they have in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's the only possible closer you have on the current roster.
Yeah.
Let him close. If he sucks, he sucks. And then you know you got to go get a closer. But the way it works, they keep dicking him around.
Closers are for winners.
Well.
No, but what
I like been. It.
See what you've done.
I Fuck. Like it.
Of course you do, because you're a dick.
Am I wrong? You don't need a closer if you're not leading.
But you need to find out who your future closer could
be. When you are winning.
When? And in 25 years?
Here,
we're on a 30-year cycle.
I blame you for this.
That sounds like a future problem.
That sounds like you. That's not a future problem. That sounds like you. That's what that sounds like.
Hey, you got to find pitchers to actually pitch first.
True. Then...
But what they're doing with him... But the problem is they won't...
You've aligned yourself.
They won't
Washington
just put him
Tom.
In the ninth inning and let him pitch.
No.
Sometimes they're putting him in Tom the sixth inning. Sometimes he's in the seventh inning.
I have
inning.
Been this way for a while now.
Sometimes he is the closer. Sometimes he's in the eighth inning. Sometimes they bring him in when there's two on and one out. Sometimes they bring him in when there's
He's a pro.
Two outs
you pitch when you're needed.
But
they don't do that with closers.
Right.
Closers close.
Yeah, well, maybe he shouldn't be a closer because there were teams that were interested in him because they still think he can start.
Closers.
But he ain't going to – but the Royals are trying to make him a starter.
Like it.
He just keeps pitching in the bullpen.
Man, closers. Then that's another problem.
Are for winners.
So Jeff Montgomery, all those saves he got, pitching for a
yeah.
Loser.
Just imagine if he had been on a good team, how many he'd have had.
Look what you've done.
No,
to Scott.
I will agree with that.
Look what you've done to Scott.
Because he knows we're right.
That's what's bugging him the most. He's like, they got a fucking point.
You do.
I can't argue, and it's giving me a headache. Because I got a fucking point.
He wants to try to find a way around it.
Not really. I mean.
Don't fight it. Just let it happen.
You? Did you have to say it that way?
Yeah.
Did you have to encourage it?
Creepy ass motherfucker. It'll be over soon.
When the calendar turned August.
Oh! And the NC-17 rating just popped up for this episode. Yeah. Oh,
Lord.
This episode is rated N for no one.
That's every episode. And judging by our listener count, yeah.
Do we even have anybody in Ohio listening to us anymore?
I don't know.
Did they quit?
I haven't really paid attention.
Did they finally give up?
They gave up trolling Matt.
College
football. They're like, you know what?
This if you are up. Listening
I know, this
and you're in Ohio and you do it just to troll Matt, that's, message us on Facebook.
That's probably
oh, we hey, you, yeah, we haven't even advertised.
What?
Or you guys haven't advertised that you got socials.
I have too.
On here? On this podcast, you've said.
Oh, well, I mean.
Oh, well, I'll be.
When there. They go to our page, it's all there.
Well, you should probably say something.
Producer. What, we have a Facebook?
Yeah. What is it?
A and a Twitter.
Facebook, what is it?
Fourth and Long.
Okay.
And they're an all Instagram. Fourth and Long.
Yeah.
Instagram, Threads, X.
That used to be Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to start. We're going to make you in charge of TikTok.
That is a porn hub.
No.
No, we do not have that. No OnlyFans.
Oh, sounded like we had one a little bit ago. You're whispering in his ear, it'll be over soon.
Yikes. Hey, whatever pays the bills, right?
No, Roger. No. Not what
I thought that's what it was. Oh.
That's a big desperate joke. And I needed the money, okay?
Whatever floats your boat, find your remote, man. I don't judge.
I was in college, all right?
That's why I love all the memes. It's like, it's going to be
$20.
It's going to be real hard to tell my wife how I afforded this truck with her OnlyFans page that she doesn't know about.
Honey, why do you keep taking pictures of my feet? Don't ask. Just drive the car. You'll enjoy it.
Just keep licking your ice cream. And let it drip. There you go.
Oh, slow down, not so fast.
Oh, you're going to have to edit the shit out of this one.
It's funny. I love those memes. They're hilarious.
Yes, they are.
Does your wife find these memes as hilarious?
Yes, because she shows them to me.
Okay.
What are you memeing?
What?
What are you memeing?
Oh, he just said it. Are you...
The feet thing?
No.
No, it's great that driving... I can't tell my wife how I can afford this truck from the her OnlyFans page that she doesn't know about.
That's right. A meme.
Oh, that's a meme.
Yes, boomer.
I love it.
He is going to do our TikToks.
Yep. We need boomer moments with Scott.
Boomer moments with Scott.
That'll become a bigger hit than our episodes.
I know, right?
I don't think I'm a boomer, though.
Maybe not chronologically, but in spirit, you're a boomer.
Could be.
So I'm Possum Tom, is he Boomer Scott?
Ooh, there you go.
Just like that.
Boomer in Boston, there's the spinoff show.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they'll talk about, though, because...
Well, you have the microphone, that's part of the problem.
We'll just talk about what's wrong with the world today.
Oh, that would be entertaining.
Back in my
day. The two of you. Yeah.
Dude, figure out how to use your watch.
Boomers. I'm fucking boomer.
Should you fix it?
Fucking meme it or something.
Meme it.
Yeah.
Put it on the ticky tack.
Exit out.
On the treads. Instagram.
Scott's you like, got one of those tweeters or something?
Yeah.
Scott's like, I want to laugh, but...
But he's like, it's true.
It's on the interwebs with one of those Google machines.
Well, I
Google machines.
I know some things are funny whenever I see those commercials.
Oh, the...
The newest one I don't think is funny.
That means the Randy Johnson commercial means... for Bally's is hysterical.
That's hysterical, but the one it's we're dumb. Talking about...
That is hysterical.
No, it's
I
hilarious
agree
because...
with Roger on this one. I,
what?
Like, I thought the Randy Johnson commercial
when
with the beer Delco can was hilarious.
Flying by?
That's no, the much. Short boys. This is dumb.
That's what I'm talking about, but the dove goes flying by.
It's still dumb.
That's funny.
First of all, half of the people my age barely know who he is. So...
Well, that's... You know what? You're a future boomer.
Well, I don't give a shit about back, blah, blah, blah.
But you know I'm right.
No.
That's a very boomer thing to say, Scott.
I know.
No, for you. To make fun of, like... Of youngin don't know who the person was from my time.
Yeah, that's don't hurt yourself.
There you go.
That's boomer.
Fucking.
Sorry, my tuberculosis.
Fucking pop a kidney or something. Have you taken your pill today?
Which one?
Yeah.
Xanoffs.
My fuck it all.
Yeah, I don't know, like three people a day.
My fuck it all pill.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one to start with.
Just fuck it all.
Are you done with baseball?
Probably. I don't know. Are you? What about you? Are you?
I think it's probably for the best.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Shut her down.
All right. Tune in next time.
Later.